It's hard to believe that this is our show, really. It's getting too good. And this guy, Mike! I can't tell you, I didn't want to break your chops every week going, Mike, you want to come on? One week he says, I'm at golf camp, and then the next week I'm somewhere. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Hear the voice.
Mike, how you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you in so long.
John Tarantino.
Hey, look, I still have the mug you gave me.
You're the best. I mean,
he came back from the mall one day, and he goes, hey, I bought you a present.
He's the best. You know Dottie, you know me, you know John. That's BJ Odom, the other member of this team here.
It must have been on sale. That's all I can say. I can't pass up a good sale, you know.
Never.
So what are you doing? You went to golf camp. Before we bother you with impressions, I desperately want to say, you didn't run into Chris Rock when you were at golf camp, did you?
I can't believe it. I did run into Chris Rock. This is him right here. Can you believe this? They let black people in golf camp. I don't even think that's a real thing. I think he's making that up to get out of doing his job. Have you ever heard of golf camp? I don't think it exists.
It must be amazing to be able to do a voice and know the minute you do the voice, unless the person is deaf, they are laughing. They're absolutely laughing. And
the cool part about my golf coach is he's actually the golf coach for Donald Trump. True story. He really
really.
I'm not kidding.
How?
Let me tell you, he's fantastic. He really is a great coach. He's teaching me how to play golf. Fantastic. I didn't know how to drive the cart before, but now I know how to drive. Turn the little key. It's fantastic. It's a tremendous golf cart. It really is. It's the presidential golf cart. It's fantastic. It really is. Okay. You're going to love it, Tom. John, you may not like it so much, but you'd love it, Tom. It's fantastic. It turns more right than left. It really does. It turns really to the right. It really goes to the right. It keeps going more to the right. And then it keeps even going more to the right. It's fantastic. Tremendous golf cart that only turns right. It really does. It doesn't go left. Now, Obama would love it to turn left, but no, it goes to the right. It just goes to the right. And my wife, Melatonin, she's sleeping in today. Very tired. I don't know why Melatonin is so tired. She's such a tired lady. She's a very tired, tremendous first lady. She really is. She's fantastic. Tremendous.
God. We were talking to another friend of ours, Michael Pettit, about the art of doing impressions. And one of the things he said was that, you know, exaggeration and that character is just, oh my God.
That wasn't any exaggeration.
Yeah, no. All right, I just set you up, your mother. John performed, you know the story, he performed for Donald Trump. Against his will, he didn't mean to. He went there not knowing that he was sandbagged, as they say in sandbagging. You don't have to tell the whole story. I know you hate to tell the story, but what happened What happened when the show was over? That's all I want to hear. What happened? Who came back?
Well, they told me that he would only stay for like 8 minutes of the show. I was going on last, so I figured this is great.
Yeah.
He'll never see me. And he stayed for my entire show.
Yeah.
And then he came up and he hugged me.
Yeah.
And he went, I just have to tell you, you were really funny and I needed that. Wow. And then I got body checked by Sarah Sanders. she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible.
And he did. But
I want to hear his side of the story. Let me tell you, John Tarantino, he was doing some crazy black magic. It really was. He made his hand fall off. I don't know how he did that. His hand fell off. He didn't have a hand on one hand. He was holding something. It was crazy. Crazy hand. He really did.
Oh, my goodness.
Buddy. It scared me. I've had nightmares about his hand. It's fantastic. I saw him. He's a very tremendous magician. I think he may work in the black magic. He really must work in the black magic. And it was funny. Could you believe it? I don't think I would really like John, but he was fantastically funny. He was fantastic. It really was tremendous. And I don't usually like things like magic. You know, the left's always trying to pull the wool over your eyes, so it doesn't surprise me that he did magic. They got you looking left and you're going right. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. It's really weird. Confusing. That's how they do. They confuse. So
I can listen to you for hours. I want to know, Michael.
Wait, this is my favorite part of the story. When I pulled into Mar-a-Lago, I had to go through Secret Service or whatever. And the guy goes, "Do you have any weapons?" And I gave him my act. And I go, "No." And he goes, "Well, put your act for this security." My girlfriend goes, "You do have a sword in there."
They didn't
catch
it.
Secret Service guy went, "You have a sword?" And I go, "Yeah." And I took it out. And he goes, "Well, it doesn't seem very sharp. You're fine. Go."
They're off.
You have a bomb, but it doesn't seem very boomy.
So
not very sharp. It's not very sharp, just like Nancy Pelosi. It's not very sharp. She's not very smart. She's not smart. She's not a smart person. She's not good.
All right, so you're nominated for the Entertainer of the Year on Princess. I don't know the four other acts. Who won? You didn't, which was a shame, but who did?
I did not win. Philip Brown won. He was on The Lion King. He played Mufasa in The Lion King and West End.
Oh.
And he did a great job. Good friend. Very nice guy.
Yeah,
very nice. I hadn't met him before, but I hung out with him all week. You know, they kind of put us, they kind of pair you off with the other guys. It was Doug Funk and Kieran Powell, who actually I both know, but they paired me off with Philip. So we hung out the whole week. It was kind of like they kind of pair you up and, you know, you basically go up against the other guy.
Yeah. How many shows did you have to do?
We did two per night, and then we did two nights, so four shows.
So four different shows?
two different shows.
Two different shows, wow. How did they judge?
Was Eddie Murphy there?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy said, "Fine, this is lovely. There was a bit of sexy women out there. We were having a good time." We stayed all night. We stayed up all night. Sharing manly stories in the motor. We made waffles. Yeah, that was good. That was very sexy. That was lovely. But then I felt like Barney Fife because I was going, well, you know, he sings for a living, and I can sing too. We used to sing in the church choir, you know.
That's not
me, me, me.
That's my favorite.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Andy? What are you gonna do? You know, go off to golf camp or something? That even exists. I'm telling you right now, Thelma Lou went to golf camp one time. They let women in there too, you know.
You just made Dottie snort.
I know you're doing us a favor, but I just every character I think of, I just laugh when you do it. Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
I don't really do Christopher Walken. You know, everybody tries, so I don't even do it. I haven't even tried.
That's pretty close.
I've never tried it. You know, I used to be pretty good friends with Jay Moore. And Jay always did. Jay always did him so much that it's just kind of like when your friends do it, you don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like nobody really owns a voice, you know. But once a guy kind of like, you know, that becomes his thing, it's just kind of not done. You don't do him, you know.
Right.
What's your most requested voice?
Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby! You're groovy! You switched on, you're a bit of all right, baby. You're a bit of how's your father? I say we hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Very hard to do that in the morning, baby. Very hard.
Yeah, it is early, huh? It is early.
Oh, it's very early. 8:30, baby. I went to bed like 3 hours ago. I had all kinds of birds hanging out with me, baby. Yeah!
Oh my God!
It's crazy. It's crazy in LA, baby. Even during lockdown, man, no one's around, but it's crazy. What I do is I just stay home and watch Netflix, watching a movie. I love a good movie. I don't know why I say it like a cow.
Oh my goodness!
Very groovy.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta ask a question. I was gonna ask, because very few people do it. Do you do a Shaq by any chance?
Shaq, you know, I don't. He's one of the ones. My buddy Frank Caliendo is pretty well known for doing that. So
yeah, that's the only one. That's the only person I know that's done him.
Yeah, I try not to do too many of the ones that Frank does. We're good friends, and it's like, you know, he's helped me out a lot. And, you know, early on, I kind of helped him out a little bit, but, you know, he didn't need my help later. He got so huge. But, no, I remember when he was just beginning, he actually gave me a call. I was headlining a club, and he was an open micer and wanted to let me hear some of his voices, and they were just tremendous. They really were fantastic. Here's a guy. Yeah, yeah. So that's another one that you get. Here's a guy.
When you hear other people do voices, does it realize how they do it, and it's that easy, just like learning a language, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's. Well, it's like saying, yeah, sometimes. I mean, like Morgan Freeman is one of these kinds. When you wake up in the morning, you start to sound like Morgan Freeman, whether you like to or not. You're like, I remember the first time I met Andy Dufresne. It was 1947 in Shawshank Prison. You know, you start to sound like him without really.
Oh, I can listen to you.
I remember
the
first time I met Tom Green.
Yeah.
I had just had a nice VM and looked in the toilet and I saw Tom Drake's face.
There you go.
Sitting there in the toilet bowl.
The last time we worked together was in Hawaii. It was in Hawaii for that.
Was it?
I believe it was is that the cruise director that wanted to do the videos but we couldn't be funny? Remember the guy?
He goes, Tom, quit being funny.
Yeah. The cruise director said
you were mugging the camera. You tell a joke and then you go. Don't do that.
What happened was, I came ready to do a TV show and he came ready to do like an arts and entertainment expose and in black and white. I'll never forget it too, because I spent like 20 minutes picking out a tie for this video. Got there, found out it was in black and white. That was the first mistake. He thought he was the guy that died, James Lipton. And he said, first of all, never look at the camera. Just look at me. And I also don't want you to be funny during this. And I go, I'm confused. You're going to put this on the big screen by the pool. And we want people to come to my show. So I'm supposed to be dull and boring and stare at you. That's what I'm looking for. I go, I'm sorry. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And he goes, well, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I took the mic off.
I was there.
And I walked out. I go, the hell out of here. What's the matter with you? I have my own.
Is this Princess or Royal Caribbean?
Princess. I said, I have my own cruise director somewhere else. And I left.
And Michelle Van Rie was there with us.
Yeah.
And we were just going. Tom just walk off the set.
And Phil Kaler, if you're watching or listening, I always did the job on stage, but. Yeah, that would sometimes get a little annoying, but that was the dumbest thing I ever heard of. We're going to do a video interview, but don't be funny. I'm the comedian. I'm not a funeral director yet. Jeez. I said, I shook my head.
He liked me because being not funny is my specialty.
No, you kill him. You kill him every time. You kill him every time. I believe that's the cruise. We had 200. John plays the ukulele, you know. And we had 200 ukulele players on. It was the same cruise from Hawaii. And this cruise director played the ukulele. And, of course, you know what I did on stage? I tortured anybody to play the ukulele. I'm like, I said, we do not need, if we ever find the world's number one terrorist, don't send them to Guantanamo. Put them on a princess cruise with 200 people with a ukulele. That's all you need to do. And he'll give up every secret he's ever been taught in his life. Every time
he didn't like you, I'm shocked.
I know. No, the audience loved me. Every time I work for Princess, I always think it's my last time, but they always hire me back. Thank you. Thank you.
Because you kill, brother.
Well, we both, we have fun there. So, and that was it. Screw it. Was crazy. And Michael, I said, you're like John. And so, like, let's do something, dude. What time are we going to dinner? Let's go. And you also gave me an.
How many? Oh, I didn't mind. I'm going to go play golf the rest of the day. So.
And how? Yeah. What is your handicap?
I don't have one right now. I this on the course that I'm at, I average par on the course that I play.
Is that nine holes?
That's my average. It's nine holes.
Yeah.
But I play 18.
No, but
I just do two loops. Yeah. It's called the Lakes of El Segundo.
But it's not an executive course. It's not just a par three course. It's
No, it's got it's mostly par threes. It's seven par threes and two par fours. Okay. So
yeah.
But you still par threes are harder than par fours.
Yeah, they are.
So you know, if you're you're scoring on an executive course, that makes it even tougher, I think.
Did golf camp help?
What now?
Did golf camp help with your swing?
It does help. It does help. Yeah, I was reaching before, and now I'm not reaching. I'm probably reaching to...
How many days was golf?
Oh, I had a funny story, though. I went out the other day, and I got hooked up with two golf pros. And at this little course, and they hadn't played the course. I think they hadn't played before, and they got hooked up with me. And they looked at, because I carry a little quiver bag. It only carries about five. I only carry about five clubs. I don't need a lot of clubs. And they had their full, you know, executive set. You know, they had their, you know, the 14 clubs and, you know, and all that stuff. And so they say to me before we get started, they go, "Hey, well, we're going to gamble. I hope it doesn't, you know, I hope you don't mind if we gamble. You know, we're in the golf business, so you probably don't want to." You probably don't want to play with us, you know. You don't want to gamble with us, I'm sure. So don't. And I said, that's fine. I'll just play along. One of the guys shot par, and the other guy shot two over par, and I shot two under par. So at the end, they go, "Oh, I'm glad we didn't gamble with
you." Yeah. Now, when you're
that
on,
made me feel pretty good.
When you're on the course, are you just you, or do you hit them with a voice when they're not expecting it?
Yeah, I try not to.
Yeah.
I don't ever tell. I never tell them I'm a comedian. I want to actually play golf. I don't want to have to perform for people. But yeah, it's fun. I have a good time with it. And it's, you know, you get used to the course. Course knowledge is so much about knowing how balls break and everything like that, and how the greens break and where to play it. It's really a, you know, it's really a knowledge game. So that was fun.
John,
your balls break.
Yeah,
I know. John knows all about that.
Breaking your balls.
I was wondering who was going to take that shot. It wasn't me. Who is the hardest voice that you learned? I'm asking you Larry King questions here because
we look like we're in Larry King Studios.
And you know whose music I play all the time? I don't have it carded up today. Is Heather Sullivan. I play Heather's.
Love Heather Sullivan.
We need to get her on. So yeah. we were all together on a ship in
Alaska.
And Mike,
hey Mike, I was at the Magic Castle.
I was talking.
Your buddy was there. I just thought of this. I'm sorry. Yeah, your buddy was there. Now, who's the big guy that from the Geico commercials? He was on
Wahlberg. Wahlberg. Patrick.
Wahlberg. Yeah.
Wahlberg.
Oh, Patrick. National Car Rental.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. That's great. So what did I watch you do? Do some comedy? Is that what you did? Comedy magic? Is that what you call it? That's really great. You do a great job with that, John. You're very illusion-y. Yeah, I think that's what we talked about.
Well, he waited after the show to meet me, and I said to him, I go, "I think we have a mutual friend." He goes, "Oh, he was supposed to be here tonight, but his girlfriend or his wife or somebody was sick, and he didn't show up."
That would be you.
This is a while ago. Yeah, this is a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He goes, I love that guy.
Yeah, I play golf with him usually two times a week when he's in town. He's out of town this week. He's off in Oregon with his family. So, I usually play with him. We play up at there's a Satico. We play up at Satico Golf Course. It's a private course. It's really swanky. It's one of the nicest courses in California.
So it's a lot of fun. No golf for me. Since I started this little project 9-10 weeks ago, the golf club stay in the garage at the moment, but we're having fun anyway, you know. And John joined in, and then Dottie joined in, and BJ joined in, or vice versa. I can't really remember.
I'm sorry. Back to Tom's question. What's the most difficult voice to do? I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to interrupt.
My mind's
like a sieve. It just flipped on the okay. face.
Well, you know, Morgan Freeman was very tough, and it's a lot harder if I don't actually have the microphone right near the phone. I put the phone like way up in there, and then you're really getting down. You know, it's very... But it's just kind of, you got to get the vocal fry, the he has a lot of that, and just trying to get that to get that mastered. And, you know, you just sit there and just, you practice. It's like golf or pool or anything else that you play. It's you got to work on every little nuance to get a voice to work. And so, they're all kind of hard, you know, they're hard. And in a way that some of them are easier, you know, I'm around Patrick so much that I pick up his voice, you know. It's like he talks to me, "Hey, buddy, how you doing? Let's play golf round 10. You make it out there. It's a long drive for you, buddy. Yeah. Oh, we'll just get out there around 10. We'll hit a few balls and then we'll play.
Maybe you do that to him?
Oh, all the time. I fire right back at him. And say, I can't help it. The thing is when you're talking to somebody in my head, I just have to kind of repeat their sound back to them. I remember I was playing poker one night blackjack I think it was, and the girl on the ship, she had this accent like this. She sounded a little bit like Schwarzenegger, and I was like, and so she's talking to me like this, yeah, and she's going, yeah, you know, how much money do you want there? I'm going, what are you talking like this? If I do talking, and she's like, are you mocking me? And I'm like, are you mocking me? What are you doing? I go, you sound like Schwarzenegger. And she's like, I do not sound like Schwarzenegger. What are you talking about? And like, you sound exactly like him. What are you doing? And she's like, and she goes, are you mocking me? I'm going, you mocking me? What are you doing? I couldn't stop. I don't know how to stop sounding like whatever I'm trying to do. So she was like, yeah. And then she said, get to the chopper. I go, we're on a ship. What are you talking about? And then she says, I'll be back. I'm going, you're here right now. You don't have to be back. It's like you're doing a skit. I'm not doing a skit. Not a tumor. No, I didn't even see you got a tumor. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
You
look
hard. It's crazy.
When my kids were in high school, he did some voice answering things for their phones. He did Eddie Murphy for Johnny, and I think he did Chris Rock or somebody. He made a couple of them when we were together, and they put them on their phones.
I probably did a little Cosby for you. You see, the thing about the Cosby is still funny, but it's just tragic, and the thing, because people are worried about the offense. No. It's funny because I do a show with Warburton called Letters from a Nut. It's produced by Jerry Seinfeld and Barry Martyr, and we do a show live, and we were doing it before the coronavirus, you know, outbreak hit or whatever, and so we were doing it in clubs, and I was trying to think of what I was going with this. We did the show together, and so he asked me, he tells me which voices to do. We're doing the show, and you know, and it's kind of prearranged. I kind of know which ones he's going to do, but I do about 50 or 60 in the show. Wow. And he just tells, you know, he just shoots it at me. So I don't really know which one's going to come. And then I have to read the response, because it's letters from a nut. It's letters to companies. It's kind of punking them. They'll say things like, you know, hey, I'm going to come to the Marriott in a couple of weeks, and I want to bring my own ice machine. So it weighs about, you know, 2,700 pounds, and it makes the ice cubes the way that I like them, with filtered water the way that I like. So I'm going to need some hookups, and I'm going to bring my own ice machine. So then the company will write back and say, well, we don't know if we can let you bring an ice machine. You know, we don't know if we have the facilities for it. Well, you make the facilities, because I need my ice machine, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm doing it in a different voice. But then sometimes he'll say, well, why don't you do this one? It's Cosby. I'm going, man, Cosby doesn't even do Cosby anymore. Are you kidding? You see, you got to get the ice and the machine and the cubes.
Oh.
The drinking and the go.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, we'll get you out of here so you can play golf. We're at the noon hour. We always go overtime. Poor BJ, we're cutting into his lunch hour. Since we don't have another show right behind us, since it's my radio station for whatever that means, we can go as long as we want. Thank you. I thank Chris Rock. Chris was great. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for having me. You're fantastic. I love your time. You know I love your time.
My
Uncle Tom, it's your time. It's someone's uncle. You be Uncle Tom. It's not Uncle Tom. You're regular Tom.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I thank you. And
I didn't do Jerry Seinfeld. What are you talking about? We can't do Jerry. You gotta have Jerry. And George, you gotta have George.
Oh,
well, I'm telling you, these guys are good. John Ferrantino. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
So much talent.
So good seeing you.
Same here. We're going to get out of here with our usual ending, but I don't have any music behind it. It's a long story. I owe BJ an apology, too. Michael, don't go anywhere. I just have to play this really fast because I run the board here, and I never remember to do anything, so hold on a second there.
Are you enjoying today's show? Well, then join us again tomorrow, where we welcome from the hit NBC TV show, The Voice, Selkie. And we're going to get physical with the amazing and outrageous Edge tomorrow on The Big Broadcast.
BJ cut that yesterday. I didn't play it once.
He doesn't know. Can you record this? And I record it, and it never gets played. And then the next day's got another one.
I will tell you, Mike, when we started this, I was alone. Then John and I, we literally, in the second hour, look at each other and go, you got anything left? Because we were just trying to make it go 2 hours. And now.
Hey, I got a good idea. What? You know Patrick Murray, right?
Yeah.
You know, Patrick,
he does a Greek officer at the end doing the seven long and one short blast to end the show. Can you do one as like Chris Rock? Like if he was in that.
There you go. Hold on.
Rock was the captain.
Yeah, he was the captain. And like he's telling him to get to the lifeboat stations.
Well, it means whenever you hear seven short blasts and then one long blast. Who constitutes what's short and what's long? Maybe short for some people, a long for another. I'm a black man, so all of them are long. You can't give a black man that leeway, because he's going to take it. He's going to take it every time.
All right.
And this is Patrick's impression of a Greek officer.
There you go.
We are here. We are here. Seven loud and one short blast on the ship whistle. And put your head between your legs and kiss your kulu. Bye-bye.
Michael, have a great golf game. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
See you later on. I have to hit a button. I can't find a button either. What the hell happened to this show? It was rolling here. And it went right down the tubes. And where the hell is it? It's here somewhere.
I love you guys.
I'll see you later, Mike. I'm going to play a song.
Anytime you want to come back, let us know. We'd love to have you.
I will. Love you guys.
Love you too. See you later. All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you later.
Exclusively playing music of the cruise industry's biggest stars. You're listening to Best at Sea Radio.